This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. I'm Riley Smith. The dry weather in Iowa is forecasted to stick around. We'll have more right after this.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up, and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
While the temperatures have been enjoyable lately, the lack of rainfall has been anything but. After experiencing the driest September on record, drought and fire dangers have increased. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for Iowa, said that the drought monitor has been repopulated with zones of abnormally dry conditions.
Yep, so after the driest September on record, going back 152 years, we've seen expansion of drought conditions and worsening of some conditions in western Iowa. In fact, across Monona County, we've seen D2 conditions, severe drought conditions, form 1% of the state. But we've seen over the last 90 days about precipitation deficits on the order of 4 to 5 inches. So definitely very dry conditions. However, you take these dry conditions that we've seen recently, we're still running about the 30th wettest year on record, again, 152 years of records.
With how windy it's been on top of the dry air, Glisson said it's important to be prepared for field fires before they happen.
We've seen these warm daytime temperatures, but overnight we're cooling off. In fact, we're seeing chilly mornings over the last several days. So this is telling you how dry the air is. So definitely with windy conditions that we've been seeing over the past few days, warmer temperatures, low relative humidity, and precipitation deficits through September, field fires are very possible. We're seeing significant conditions out there for them to occur. And if they do happen, they can spread rapidly and become uncontrollable. So we really want our farmers and ag stakeholders to be extremely careful out in the field and be ready for those field fires should they occur.
For Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.